We'll go on to item six of the agenda, consider and take possible action to amend the investment policy statement. Mr. Price?
The computer is working now.
All right.
Oh, good.
I have the document in front of me. So we are recommending a small revision to the investment policy statement to basically set out what we expect of the managers. This has been done for a couple of reasons here. One is, you see the four bullet points there. The last one was part of what triggered this review. We had language in the investment policy statement that had been there for quite some time that basically said you could be a bank, an insurance company, a trust, or a registered investment advisor. Well, the reality is registered investment advisor is the vast majority of what we look at here. The second revision is we're clarifying that all external investment managers have to act in a fiduciary capacity, and we're recognizing that that fiduciary capacity can take a couple of different forms. So anytime there's a commingled fund structure, the investment manager is a fiduciary to the vehicle, and we're participating in that vehicle, and so we want to recognize that if we have a separate account, we need a direct fiduciary relationship to Cicera. If we're going into a commingled vehicle, there needs to be a fiduciary relationship to that commingled vehicle that we're participating in there. So we're just clarifying that there is a fiduciary relationship and that can take different forms. The last piece, last change that we're recommending is just to clarify the delegation to the chief investment officer to make the manager selection below $100 million and just have that in part of the same language so it's clear what the expectation is for of the investment managers and what the authority is to engage with those investment managers. That is the long and short of it. But
Tim, the fiduciary part sort of fascinated me just in looking at this. Do you envision anything changing given where we are today with our managers based on imposing that standard?
This is really more of a reflection of what's already in the portfolio in terms of, you know, what the expectation is and has been. If we're going into a limited partnership or even an equity commingled vehicle, it's really more of a statement of the reality of those fiduciary relationships and clarifying, you know, where that linkage is. I think in the current iteration that we're recommending a change to, it's saying the relationship is directly to Cicera, and we recognize that sometimes there's a dotted line to a vehicle that Cicera is participating in. So you ask any changes to the existing lineup? No, it's a reflection of the reality of what's in there. Any changes to the prospective lineup? No, not really. This is just a reflection of how we engage with different investment vehicles.
Okay, we're really setting a standard that they recognize coming in, as contrasted to we hadn't done that before. And in most cases,
we had done that before. We'd had the expectation in the policy language, and then we had to try to find accommodations for these investment vehicles. Now we're recognizing there will be a fiduciary standard of care, but we can accept different forms of fiduciary standard of care based upon the advice of counsel. Okay. Yeah.
Anything else for Tim? Is there a motion to amend the investment policy per the recommendation?
So moved.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you.